Join the conversation in Tipperary. Contact us through Facebook, Twitter, or email tiptoday@tipfm.com.
Now, I was desperately sad this morning to hear about the passing of Tom Sheedy. And Tom came to our notice a while back because on Friday, February 12th, we were asking people about romantic stories ahead of Valentine's Day. And Tom rang the show and we had a fantastic conversation with him and indeed about his late wife, Kathleen. So let me just bring some of that to you right now, just to remember Tom. All right, we're going back to the phone lines, and Tom joins me now. Tom, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Fran. And how are you?
Sure, I'm all right, Tom. I'm delighted to be hearing so many romantic stories today. What have you got for us, Tom?
Well, Fran, I said our romantic lifestyle, it finished 2 weeks ago today. Kathleen, my wife, she was buried. She died from COVID.
Oh, my God, Tom. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, but our life started out, Fran, in 1958.
Right.
We were both TB patients in Roscrea. Kathleen was from Turles. I was from a place called Cullyhill down near Roscrea, near Clonmore, where you played a few times there for dance.
But tell me, you were both TB patients.
We were both TB patients, Fran. We went in, we were there in 19... We met in 1958. We both had surgery for our lung surgery below in Cork in Glanmire. And we met after that in Roscrea when we came back. I was taken back. She was back before me. And when we were up and about in walking road before we come home, at this stage now we were a year and a half or more, maybe shoving on for 2 years in the hospital at the time. But we hadn't met, you know, the funny thing was we hadn't met until we had had the surgery. But anyway, we met Fran and the little courtship started there. And she came home in October and I came home in November. And I got a letter from her about a fortnight after coming home to know why wouldn't I go see a friend.
Right.
And it started from there, Fran.
And it started from there. Isn't that
amazing?
Yeah. And married, what year did you get married in?
1960, Fran. We were 60 years married last September.
My God.
We married in the cathedral here in Turles on the 12th of September in 1960. And it was on a Monday. And the mass was at 10 o'clock in the morning.
So it was a wedding breakfast, as they used to call it.
It was a wedding breakfast, Jeff, which we had across the road in the old Munster Hotel.
And did you go on a honeymoon, Tom?
We did, Fran, we did. I had a little car called a little Anglia, the old Anglia. Do you remember them?
I remember them well, yeah.
With the little jut in at the window at the back.
Yeah, the Ford Anglia,
The Ford Anglia, yeah. We had one of them. We went down to Cork, Clare, or Cork, Kerry, Waterford, Wexford, and back home. We were living in Burr at that time. We lived in Burr in the County Offaly. I worked with CIE all my life. I got 41 years with them. I retired in 2001.
And did you have family, Tom?
We had four, Fran, three girls and a boy. And we married and we had a great life, to be honest. But we danced, I was just saying to your doc there, our dances before we married, Fran, used to be in the hall in Cashel.
In the old, they used to call it the County Ballroom, I think.
The County Ballroom, exactly. I couldn't think of the name. And our favourite tune at the time, which was on the go at the time, was Pretty Fraulein.
Oh, my God.
That was it. That was our favourite. Every time she played, it meant something to us.
We had
60 great years, Fran. We'd have been 60 years married. She would have been 89, Fran, next Friday, this day week, if she lived. But she went into hospital with a back injury that she had when she fell. And she contacted COVID somewhere between Limerick Hospital and Nina. Now, I might tell you, Fran, I'm not blaming the hospital in any shape, maker for them, because they could not have been better to her. They were absolutely brilliant. And how the nurses and staff, they're working in conditions that they're facing, I have no idea, to be honest with you. They're brilliant people. That's all I can say about it.
And were you able to be with her at the end, Tom?
No, Fran, we weren't. The last time we saw her was on a Thursday night. We were outside at 10 o'clock at night in Nina Hospital looking in the window at her. And that was on a Thursday night, Fran, and she lived until the following Tuesday, and we never saw her after that Thursday night.
That must be heartbreaking, Tom.
I'm not, Fran, look, the only way I can describe it is horrendous. And I wouldn't wish a COVID funeral on anybody. No, and that's been serious about it.
I can't imagine how difficult that must have been for you, Tom, after 60 years with her.
60 years, we had 60 great years, Fran. We had bad times, we had good times. We had times when, in the beginning, when we hadn't two pennies to be together. But we got by, we as the saying goes, we were in love with one another, we saw nothing only love, and that was the way it went, and we had a terrific time. There's no getting away from it, because, like, I mean, we danced from the day we met until the day she died, almost, until the dancing finished last year when this COVID thing started.
She loved dancing.
She loved it, and both of us loved it. We danced everywhere, because we worked, I was in Limerick for a while with CIA. We used to dance in Drumkey, and we danced in Newcastle West. We danced in the Jetland Ballroom. We danced in a hall in Six Mile Bridge in Clare. And we danced in Kilfinan in the county of Limerick. There was a hall there.
There was indeed. God, you really got around. You really got around.
Yeah. But we had 60 great years, friend. Good ones and bad ones, and we enjoyed every hour of it. And, you know...
And how are you getting on since Kathleen passed away? I mean, are you...
Well, I have some of the family are around me here, friend. They call. I have a daughter, Maurice, now. She's living out towards the Rike. I'm living on the road here between Torres and the Joffrey. And she calls every day almost. But that's it, friend. I don't go anywhere. I go down the road to the little shop here for a few messages down to the girls down there if I want something. And my daughter brings me anything I want after that. And the night time is the worst. It's the worst. They're here on my own. And, you know, then when you turn the key in the door at 6 or 7 o'clock in the evening, you know, there's nobody around on yourself then. And that's where it is. It's hard. But to be honest, Fran, it's not as hard as I thought it was going to be, to be honest with you. I don't know why. I have a funny feeling that she's not too far away.
She's probably still looking after you.
She probably is. You know, I've often heard people saying that they do, but, you know, I wasn't a great believer in that until now, but I am now.
Can you remember what she last said to you, Tom? What was her...
The last thing she done, Fran, when we were leaving the hospital that night, I was outside the window. She had a little mobile phone on the inside. I was standing outside the window. And the last thing she do was she blew a kiss to me as we left.
Oh, God Almighty.
And that's where it finished, Fran.
God, that's so sad.
Yeah, it is a sad situation. But look, as I said to you, Fran, we had great years and great memories. And I have a great family.
And that's Tom speaking to us. And of course, we heard earlier on this morning, Tom has passed away. So it's just so desperately sad. His funeral will leave his residence on this coming Sunday at 10:15 and arrive at the cathedral in Thurles at 10:30. So he broke everybody's heart that day with his beautiful, beautiful piece on the radio. This is their song, and sure, they might even be dancing, you never know.
Frauline, 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 walk before me the face of my pretty Fraulein. Fraulein, Fraulein.
Well, remembering Tom and his lovely wife, Kathleen, today, and condolences to the family, and may they both rest in peace. News and information is on the way.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Subaru dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.